Welcome to the Truly Pointless Podcast, a podcast whose name truly describes the show you're about to listen to. I'm Stephen Vargas.
And I'm Adam Riley.
I want to thank you guys for tuning in and listening to our lovely little show. However, before we get to the show, we have some housekeeping.
If you like this show, we have other shows on the Lazy Geeks Network. Our shows vary from geek and pop culture to Star Trek to social commentary. You can find them wherever you get this show.
And if you really dig the slice of heaven, you can help us out in two ways. One, you can leave us a review. This helps our profile and exposes us to more people. Or two, if you really like us, you can donate. Go to thelazygeeks.com and click on our PayPal link to donate.
If you want to hit us up, you can reach out on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at The Lazy Geeks. Or if you're old school, you can email us at thebag@thelazygeeks.com.
And now, now that we got all that shit out of the way, let's get on with the show.
Shit.
Do we do the first show?
Yeah.
Don't matter.
I'm eating a TV dinner. Officially single.
Wow. Yeah, you can tell when the wife's out of town. You're eating that TV dinner.
Well, she's like, what do you want to eat? And I go, just get easy shit like TV dinners. She's like, I'll get you two TV dinners.
Oh.
And I'm going to get you like fucking sandwich meat.
Two TV dinners. Shit. So that covers today. What about the
right.
How long is she gone?
Just 2 days.
In just 2 days.
Like 2.5 days.
So
she goes, I can't keep you alone any longer than that. You'll die. I go, thanks, babe.
I'm like, well, I mean, it takes 2 days just to get the Coke out of the couch. I mean, gotta give you more time than that.
Well, Wendy's girlfriend asked me, she goes, so you're gonna have the boys over? And I'm like, no. And she's like, you're not gonna do anything? Nope.
I mean, it's not like it's a weekend.
Yeah, I'm working. And then also,
well, are you though?
Dude, I did like 6 5s today. I was barely doing anything.
Like, are you?
Is that what's really happening?
Well, I mean, I was at my job that pays me and working well, you know.
Well, the thing is I did all the work that was given to me.
There you go.
Usually I would ask for more work, but I might ask for more work my last week.
I know, right?
I'm gonna fucking kick it.
Yeah, you know, if there's like the least amount of work that can be getting, you can pass it off to me.
Mm-hmm. They didn't send me any rushes. It's like they forgot I was here. And I didn't remind them, so.
Yeah, they're like, don't send it to Adam. It's just last week.
I'm getting annoyed because my drug test for the other job is still pending. The lady hit me up. She goes, yeah, it says it's in transit. So hoping that we get something soon. I'm like, all right. She says everything else is fine.
Yeah, I can tell you. Yeah, you don't need a drug test. I'll tell you exactly. Opioids.
I'm on PCP right now.
Angel dust, Holmes. Fucking hanging out in Devo's chicken coop.
It's funny because fucking this is the first drug test I've had to do for like the past three jobs. I was like, ah.
Yeah, was this the second in like less than 3 months?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I got this job and then that one, the opportunity came with that one. I was like, well, I got to take this one. So, oh, well.
All right. So I guess I'm not going to be doing blow for another 2 weeks. So there goes
my schedule, bro.
There goes my weekend.
But. Other than that, I don't plan to do much these 2 days. Just me and the dog.
So she took all the kids?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Are the kids, was she taking the kids out of school for a couple of days? Or
no, is there online school. Oh. They were in class when they were in the van.
Nice.
On their way.
Nice.
They had the hotspot hooked up. They were not happy. Well, can we just have 1 day off? Nope. Ain't no days off, bro.
I know that's the one thing that kind of sucks now when you have you have online school is that, like, you know, kids used to have snow days. Not more.
So what you afraid of the snow for? You in the house. Unless you're in Texas.
Right. God bless you. I know, right? Jesus.
Also, people, speaking of Texas, people talking shit. So I made one joke. I think it was with you or somebody else. Where I was like, these motherfuckers don't know the struggle. It's like this is Boston everywhere. You know, but I was just kidding. But there's people that are being real with that shit. I'm like, guys, it's not the snow that hurts. Their infrastructure fell apart.
Yeah.
I was like, I lived in Boston. We had some harsh winters. If the power went out, shit got real.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Well, I mean.
Knock the shit off.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, this happened, what, 20 years ago? And they didn't fix it? Because, because the profit margins are pretty thin. So we didn't want to splurge that on fixing the infrastructure.
You keep electing people that don't give a fuck about that shit. That's what happens, bro.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's like.
Look at AOC fucking raised like, what, 4 million?
5 million.
5 million.
Yeah.
They're sexy little ass. I mean, her. I'm sorry.
But it's like, you know, it's like, you know, I mean, I did a. For the site I did the little thing about, you know, Ted Cruz about, you know, your family's never too young to throw them under the bus. And it's like, yeah, everybody wants to. If I was there and I'm, you know, and I was like, yeah, I'll take my kids to fucking, you know, Cancun or, you know, Acapulco or somewhere nice and tropical where you can get away from. But also, I'm not an elected fucking official. Like,
right.
You know.
And then if I was Ted Cruz, I probably would send my kids somewhere, but I would stay.
Right. I know that was another thing. It's like, you can send your family, but, oh, I want her to be responsible. So you mean your wife isn't responsible? Like she couldn't handle the two kids for, you know.
You saw him all the way chilling in some shorts in that picture.
Yeah, I know.
He's the can't count. I'm like, bruh.
And even when I was on the plane, I was thinking maybe this is a bad idea. Yeah, sure you were.
I mean, that's great. That's like saying, yeah, I murdered that guy, but for a minute I was thinking I shouldn't do it.
Exactly.
You know, that was a bad look. Like, it's just, and we're gonna talk about it in the main show, but yeah, that was the biggest dick move I've ever seen. Like, you weren't even trying to hide it. You're like, you guys can suffer. Bye.
Yeah, and it's not like you took a private plane that would have been harder to kind of find you, you know? No, you took a fucking regular plane where, you know, people don't like you on the plane are going to take pictures of you. I remember I saw that in real time too, where I'm sitting there and I'm seeing pictures of people going, Ted Cruz, this you? Is this you? And there's pictures of him in the seat, him like putting
this you?
This you, boy? This you, boy?
Bro, I love that that's a new thing now that people do because it's my favorite shit. This you? This you today?
And it's like,
this your boy?
Yeah, because it's like somebody did this where because, you know, the Texas governor applied for federal disaster declaration from Biden. And somebody found a video of Ted Cruz saying, yeah, I voted against the relief package for Hurricane Sandy because it only hit blue states. And somebody wrote, somebody tweeted that, tweeted it out and tagged Ted Cruz and goes, this you?
This you?
Is this you? Is this your boy?
It's funny because.
Is this your boy?
Fucking, and that's why I brought up AOC, is he stays talking shit about her,
mm-hmm.
but she knows it's not about that. It's people suffering,
right?
You know what I mean? And it's honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if Texas turns even closer to blue pretty soon.
Yeah, because
the Republicans flocked them right now.
Yeah, especially now where you're hearing things of like people going, "Oh yeah, they knew about these before," you know. And it was funny too because I was listening to have the CBSN app on Pluto, and they had the daily press briefing for Texas, and the guy's like, well, you know, they told me that it was gonna, you know, that they were prepared for it. I go, really? Because I heard a news report 2 days before saying that the guys from there going, oh, we knew day one that it was gonna give out,
right?
And I'm like going, so you're either incompetent or lying. Now which one do you really want to go with?
I'll go with incompetent.
Is this you?
Is this you? Is this my boy?
Is this your boy? Texas, is this your boy?
And other people are going, wait, Biden approved a disaster declaration without going online first and making disparaging remarks about the governor? Like, I'm not used to this.
That's what the some of the news get annoyed with Biden, because he just does shit.
Yeah,
he doesn't talk a lot of shit.
And they're like, yeah, he approved it. So there we go. Okay, on to other news. Shit, we don't have another 80 hours to fill up of just a random tweet.
Right. And I've noticed, like, the news will ask the press secretary, I see that Biden did this and this or whatever, but he didn't make a statement. What's the statement? Like, he made a statement by what he did.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to make a statement.
Actions speak louder than words, motherfucker.
I love that.
I love that too, that now people are going, you know, with Ted Cruz giving out water. Oh, you're giving out the water, AOC bot?
I feel bad for Texas, though. Like,
I do.
Like, not only is it, you know, a really bad weather thing, and that's nobody's fault, of course, but, you know, nature can be a bitch. But Republican or Democrat, you know, because I see a lot of people like, oh, Texas deserves it. It's like,
no.
No one deserves that. No one deserves to freeze to death. Like, that's out of line, you know.
Right.
Maybe Ted Cruz.
Yeah. And now, if it happened to certain aspects of the government there, those guys deserve it. But right. The people that, you know, have to suffer COVID, those people, I saw the video. You see the video of that water pouring out of this, like, seventh floor apartment complex?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit.
Directly on that chick's car. I was like, fucking me, dude. That sucks.
I know. You're just like, fucking that. The fucking frozen water hanging from the ceiling fan. I'm like,
yeah.
Bro, turn it down. Like, once ice starts forming, you need to turn the fan down. Like, that's.
There was snow. Snow has been falling off of buildings, and just like, people aren't ready for it. It's just like, ah, shit. It's massive amounts of snow coming down. It's rough, yeah. You know, especially when you're. They didn't salt their walks. They didn't, right. You know, they don't do that because they don't know how to do that. Right. Or it's not that they don't know how. They just, you don't have to do that in Texas.
Well, I mean, and the last time this happened was, like 20 years ago or something like that, or 10 years ago. So you got a decade in between to forget.
It's just a freak storm. You know what I mean? It's like, you stay on your toes, motherfucker. Mother Nature's always there to kick you in your ass, boy. Disrespectful.
Somebody had this meme, and it was a quote from Rush Limbaugh that said, "Yeah, I can smoke because I can get all that in my lungs." And he was making a joke about that one dude that got choked out in New York, for selling cigarettes. And then underneath that was a picture of Michael Jordan, and it's like lung cancer. So I took that personally. And I was like, shit. I was like, I took that personally. Meme is always funny.
A lot of people have been talking about Rush Limbaugh since he passed away. Ugh, scratching the back of my head. You ever get like scratched back of your head and you just stop talking? Okay, let me get that.
In the back of your head or like at the bottom of your balls. It's like,
yeah,
yeah,
delicious. I mean. I mean, not much else happened this week. It was just Ted Cruz being a fucking piece of shit,
and that and the mayor of that Texas town.
Oh yeah, where he's like, only the strong will survive.
It's like your local government doesn't owe you a damn thing. Yeah, they do actually. They owe us to keep the lights on and
we pay taxes, pimp.
Y'all have. You know, if you're asking for a handout, that's your upbringing. And that, in my mind, I just pictured that, you know, he just looks like Yosemite Sam. You know, he's got an inferiority complex. You know, he just, like, the epitome of Yosemite Sam is that mayor that I heard. And I was just like, what a fucking douche canoe, man.
But that's also fucking, that's the stereotype that people think of when they think of Texas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is like, this fucking don't tread on me kind of attitude.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, I don't know, man. It just sucks. And then, of course, it's always minorities that get hit the hardest sometimes because they live in the poor neighborhoods, just poor people in general. And in predominantly Republican states, poor people, no one cares about them. So you're poor by choice. You need to work harder.
Yeah, you got
to
pick yourself up by your bootstraps.
can't afford boots. You can't pick yourself up off your fucking bootstraps.
Right.
Ridiculous.
So earlier in the week, you asked me that question about the theaters.
Did I?
You did.
Yeah. So I just like how you say theater.
Theater.
Turns me on.
You know, you asked me that question about the theater.
Oh, shit.
Is it weird that my hand goes up every time I say the theater?
The theater. You can hear how the hand is going up when you say it like that.
You hear that your hand goes up, you know? It's like.
Yeah. No, I had asked. Shit, I don't even remember the exact framing of the question, but
look at the show. I have it in there.
Do you think, movie theaters are like a dying medium? Because we're seeing a lot of companies doing the streaming and stuff like that, and I don't see a reason for them to stop doing that after COVID. But you did make a couple good points about, and I never, you know, I wasn't trying to say, oh, well, obviously movies are a waste of fucking time. Nobody likes them. That's not what I'm saying, but. I just feel the landscape is going to change almost for the – I'll just say my theory and then you can say whatever you want. I feel movie theaters are going to shrink a bit but become more – instead of being so bland and fucking boring like they are now, they'll have more stuff like the Egyptian, stuff like that, like a little character and personality because it gets people in the door. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it will be – we're seeing more theaters pop up even right before COVID where it was like a dine-in restaurant that you can watch a film to and stuff like that. Like I thought that kind of stuff was interesting and gave a little bit different of an experience instead of just sit in a seat that's probably kind of sticky and just watch this movie.
Well, I mean, that happened when I used to go into those adult movie theaters, but you know.
Well, you know, don't judge me, okay?
Is that popcorn or ask your parents, kids, or your grandparents actually.
Ask Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. You know. I've seen this question online and people going, "Why don't they just get rid of movie theaters and put everything on streaming?" It's like,
yeah, that's not what I was saying. And for the record, I was asking Steve. Because I know that one of his biggest, like, fun things to do is to go to the movie theater.
My biggest
it
turn
is
on.
Not one of my top 10 things to do. And I'm not saying that in trying to be cute or anything. It just isn't. I go to the movie theater if it's, like, a huge movie or if my kids are dragging me to it.
Oh, good fellas.
So I have a big enough TV. And I'm pretty patient. I'll just wait for it to come out. You know what I mean? But so for me,
I think the last time you and I went to the movies together was when we went for my birthday to see Goodfellas at the Egyptian.
Yeah. I went to the theater a lot more when I was living by Steve because he always wanted to go to the theater and I was fine with it because I'm fine with
theater.
The theater. But for me, I know personally, but I'm not the only person on the planet. Personally, with Disney putting movies out on streaming and Warner Brothers putting the movies on the stream, I'm probably never going to go to the movie theater again because it's at home. I have a fucking TV in my living room. I'll just watch it there.
Yeah. I mean, I've been since COVID, I've been hearing, you know, people on social media, like, why don't they just put Black Widow on, you know, on Disney streaming? Let's like, you know, let's just stop it already. And to me, it's like, well, one, you're a fucking retard. Because one, studios make more money when movies go into theater. Now, this is going to be my two-pronged. Mine's the business aspect and then the personal aspect. The business aspect is, you know, they make too much money in theaters. Plus, they would have to literally redesign how people make their money. So, because one aspect that people go, oh, yeah, Robert Downey Jr. made a lot of money doing the Avenger movies. Yeah, he did. He didn't get a lot of it in cash. He got a lot of it on back end, which means a percentage of receipts. And that's how a lot of directors get it and big name stars. When big name stars are in smaller movies, they have to get paid another way. And usually it's by called back end. So the back end attributes to box office, not streaming. So which means that a lot of movies that's a reason why there's a lot of actors that are kind of pissed at Warner Brothers for doing what they're doing. Because they're giving the streaming option where their back end deal isn't covered in streaming. So which means they're getting fucked, you know, they're getting kind of fucked that way. But also Warner Brothers,
and that's the actors, right?
Yeah, the actors, producers, directors, everybody that gets a percentage off the back end. Those are the people that get fucked. Now, another thing is that when you're dealing with Warner Brothers is also doing theater, and this is one thing that people seem to forget. They're doing theater and streaming. Now, the theater part is going for cities that can open up and have theaters. New York is actually considering opening up next month movie theaters again.
Yeah.
So you can go to the theater or you can watch it streaming, which allows people in states like in areas like Los Angeles, where we don't have that yet, to watch them anyway. Now, I think that this has always been a question, even before COVID, because Netflix and Amazon, not Amazon so much, but Netflix used to get a lot of shit because, oh, well, you put it out on streaming first and then you put it in theaters for like 2 weeks to make you eligible for Oscars. Then it's on Netflix, you know, and then nobody has to pay for it after that.
Who the fuck cares about the Oscars?
Well, because you have to, because a lot of those studios, that's how you make money, is by Oscar winning movies. You get the prestige.
Really?
Yeah, you get the prestige, which means producers are going to want to produce with you. And then, you know.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Because 9 times out of 10, when I watch the Oscars, it's movies I've never fucking seen. I'm like, what? Who watches these movies? I don't even know.
Well, I mean, when you look at now and, you know, everybody's going like, oh, the 2020, the Oscars that are coming up, they're mostly streaming. They're, you know, because all that was out was streaming services. You know, you're seeing Netflix has a lot, and I think, was it Amazon?
Amazon had a few good cuts.
Yeah, had a few in there too. So, you know, you have those. So I see the desire for it, but at the same time, it's like financially, they would literally have to restructure their things. Now, one thing that happened, and I think this is where it should go again, which is history kind of playing itself out again. Before, they used to have studios that owned theaters. We don't have that anymore, except for like the El Capitan, which is owned by Disney. We don't have chains like that anymore. We don't have the Paramount, you know, theater and all of that, where they just showed their own movies, because it was done against a monopoly. But what studios should probably do is now partner with theaters, and maybe do like what Netflix is doing with The Egyptian. They're partnering that. It's like, oh no, we're still doing the other stuff, but we have a showcase for some of our stuff. And maybe some studios should consider doing that to prop some of these theater companies up. You know, I mean, you know, we all can't be like AMC and have a bunch of Reddit people boost our stocks, you know, when they're on the verge of bankruptcy, which they got some money, so they're stabilized for a little while. But, you know, and that was one of the stocks that was hit. But the other side of this token, where I'm talking about on a personal level, mm-hmm. I told Adam, I go, people still go on dates. Teenagers still go to the movies and hang out. And me and my friends, my group of friends, we always go. Now, we don't necessarily always go to a current movie theater, but the Vista, they always have midnight showings of certain movies, or The Egyptian or stuff like that. We go to those as well.
Yeah,
so,
we went and saw
Goodfellas there.
Goodfellas, yeah.
Yeah, when they for their anniversary stuff.
That was fun.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm talking about, is that so in LA, and I was thinking about this when we had ended the conversation. In LA, the movie theater scene obviously is there's a different vibe to it. Okay? It's a much more unique, and like theaters have personality, and like we went to that joint to watch Goodfellas. It was fucking awesome. Yeah. Like I honestly don't remember a cooler time at the movie theater. You know?
Yeah.
But in the rest of the country, maybe minus New York, and some of the major cities, it's just AMC and Harkins, and it's a really bland fucking experience.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like you just go to the theater, you get your shitty overpriced food, and then you go sit in a dirty theater and watch your movie.
Well,
you know, it's nothing special. You know what I mean? And what I want to see is that kind of vibe that I was getting in LA to be in other areas. And I feel like if the market shrunk a little bit, it would cause the theaters to stop being so fucking complacent.
I agree with that. That
was my main point.
Yeah, that I agree with. I think a lot of times theaters actually work to be more. I mean, you know, like the AMC in Fallbrook down from my house. I love that theater because, yeah, it's an AMC. It's a smaller theater. But the thing is that there are lounge chairs that are fucking reclinable.
Yeah.
You know, if like that, it's like, that's cool. Except, you know, but if I go out on it and they're like, oh, I'm going to bring a blanket to that. And they, you know, curl up on it and go to sleep. We have,
because Arizona's, everything's relatively new.
Yeah.
So we have like, you can go to some AMCs and hard theaters. It's a full recline with electric seats. Right. You know, everything's real swanky. But my favorite theater to go to here is the Dollar Theater in Tempe. It's like $1.75 for a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's older movies. And they'll play, you know how Dollar Theater works. They'll play the movies that have been in the theater for a minute. There. And then sometimes they'll have some old school ones on there. I saw Back to the Future there once. It's got a big ass arcade in the front of it.
Nice.
Which is random games, bro. It's like no rhyme or reason to it. Just random game. And then the concession stand, you can get a drink and a popcorn for like $5, you know, individual size. And the seats are the old school, not stadium. Right. They're just fucking seats. It looks like you're in a theater in the 90s.
Go ahead.
Not for the nostalgia fact of it, but the place has fucking personality. Dare I say, panass. Okay? It doesn't look like every other fucking movie theater I walk into.
It has
like a marquee in the front.
Oh, right, yeah.
You know what I mean? It has that, you feel like you're doing something special with the family. And then I went there, I took my boys there. I forget even what movie we went and saw. And we were almost late to the movie because we were getting down on some fucking games in the front. You know, and like that kind of feeling,
yeah.
It is a nostalgia thing because I remember that from in the 90s when I was a kid. You know, the movie theater was a big fucking deal. We didn't have streaming this and streaming that. We didn't have all that shit. You know, so like, the only movies you were watching are old movies on VHS back then. You know, so it was like a really big deal. Now, I don't know. They need to spice it up, I feel.
No, I agree. When you said, dare I say, I was going to say, dare. I totally agree. Like I said, the Fallbrook Theater that we go to, when my brother and I want to go to the movies, we like going to that one because it's less people in the theater. It's more spaced. You got a lot of room. The recline chairs. When you go see new movies, that's cool. But yeah. Some of my favorite theaters is out in L.A. There's the Vista, which is like just near, I think it's Koreatown. And it is one of those one screen theaters. Box office in front, go right to this really small lobby. And then the two doors, double doors on the side, you get the seats there. But they redid the inside. Next time you come down, if we have and we can go and do that stuff, you and I have to go to Vista. Even if it's just to see a regular movie, it's amazing. It's so gorgeous inside. It's wide. The seats are pretty wide. The walkways in front of you are pretty wide. So it's a great theater. The Egyptian, old school classic seats. You know, the rickety little. They're ridiculous, but the architecture is so amazing. They've redone it too. They've redone the lobby a little bit, yeah. And kind of make it a little wider, but still, they didn't do everything from the theater back was kind of redone, but everything in the theater stays the same. Also, there's the New Beverly. Patrick and I have gone there. That's Quentin Tarantino's theater down there on Sunset. Great theater, and he shows retro movies. The thing is that it's like when we went there, that's where Patrick and I saw Die Hard 1 and 2 for on Christmas Eve. And little box office, you go, small ass lobby where you get the food. And it was amazing because the guys, I was like going, okay, I'll have a popcorn, a hot dog, and a large drink. Guy's like, okay, $4.
That makes sense though, because Quentin Tarantino is a very nostalgic kind of cat. You know what I mean? Like, he misses the yesteryear.
Yeah.
Kind of.
But like, I got the popcorn, hot dog, and the drink, and the guy goes, $4. I'm like, did you get the popcorn? Goes, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's $4. I was like, oh shit. I give the $4 and I go sit down, and it's the double doors. You go right, and it's both sides of the theater to get in. It's just regular seating and stuff like that. Show cartoons before the movies, double feature. And when I sat down, Patrick looks and I go, dude, this is $4. He goes, are you serious? And he goes, I go, yeah. And he goes, oh, fuck, I'll be back. He runs off. He comes back with a whole bunch of shit. And, but it was that great theater, and they redid it. And I asked Patrick, I go, did it change? Because he went after the refit, and he goes, no, it really stayed the same. The only difference was the cameras and the screen and all that stuff. It was more technical. It wasn't the physical theater. I go, oh, that's awesome. But like you said, you know, Tarantino is very much nostalgic, but for me, it was very much the theaters I grew up with, you know, when I started going to movies when I was a kid. So it is that nostalgia factor.
I think too, like, you know, I'm getting a little older now. I'm not old, but I'm getting a little older. And the fucking, well, you're not old either. Old is like 60, you know, 60 and on. But I miss, and in I women know a bit years, of it's this.
In, in women years, it's like 25. They're right, a little old.
I know a bit of it is just nostalgia for when I was a kid. But I do, and Steve and I have had this conversation. I do miss, like, the physicality of things from back in the day. Everything went digital, and yeah, it's more convenient. I have access to thousands of things, and yada, yada, yada. It's great. But it misses a certain something that I have it on my shelf. I go get it, and I put it in the machine, and I play it. You know what I mean? Because honestly, with streaming, like, everyone's like, oh, it's great. There's millions of things available at your fingertips. I'm like, yep. And people are still fucking bored.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you? You know, it's, there might be thousands of things on Netflix, but there's probably only 10 that you might want to watch.
Right.
You know, and it's just, it's,
and how many times of it is new? Most of the time, right. Like, oh shit, they got that movie on there.
9 times out of 10, I'm watching old shit.
Right.
I watched fucking Aladdin, the cartoon one, not the weird fucking new one, on VHS last night.
Oh, yeah.
With my daughter.
You're on your VHS kick, yeah.
Had a great fucking time. Because I just got a VHS cleaner, and I clean the heads with the fucking special tape. Crystal. Looks great. No issues.
Auto-tracking enabled. On my tube TV.
I got the whole retro setup over here, and it's like, I don't know. There's just something. It's almost, for the lack of a better word, and for the sake of being fucking ridiculous, it's almost a romance to it.
There is the cool thing about it, and I think this is where we've kind of reached that point where we're, you know, there's that old saying, you know, what's old is new again.
Yeah, of course.
And I think in a lot of issues with this, we're at this point, like your conversation with your kid about VHS tapes when you were, I think it was when we did the other show last week, kind of really struck me for us. It kind of really hit me in a way of like going, yeah, because we're at this point where, like, when I was a kid, you know, probably about like 7 or 8, VHS tapes started to become, it was the Betamax VHS war, like, yeah, that, yeah. That, you know, that was me as a kid. So, you know, my brother and his friend started renting videos and then, you know, putting 3 movies on one VHS. Like, that was their, like, they did that, like, that was their job, you know.
And, right. We about these bootlegs,
man. And, you know, and you know, our, I think that's kind of where my movie collection kind of started. It's like suddenly we had, you know, oh, we got all the movies together. And it really kind of was going to, you know, the warehouse or, you know, Licorice Pizza. These are old stores that I'm talking about when I'm going as a kid, yeah, to, you know, look at movies and stuff like that. And, you know, eventually what became Blockbuster. And I still remember going to Blockbuster on a Friday night, you know, with my girlfriend going, hey, you know, let's look to see what we get. And that was where you were perusing all the aisles just to see either, you know, because you got the new movie. And you're like, well, let's see something that we, you know, we haven't seen or something. Yeah. And that's how you, and that was one of the beauties. And Patrick and I always had this thing where we used to go to Target because, and we kind of do that more with Best Buy now, but Target used to have a really big DVD collection. And him and I would spend like hours in just that section going, oh, hey, did you see this one? No, I didn't miss. Oh, my God, you got to see it because of the way they did this and that and the other thing. And we were talking, and I always thought, I go, you know, this would actually be a cool show. like, you know, just us going down an aisle and talking about movies that we see sitting there. And since, you know, everything's going digital now, you know, DVDs are kind of, those sections are getting really small, and it's just kind of like, it's that there is something about just walking up and down the aisles. I love that feeling when I go to Amoeba and just racks of everything, music and DVDs and stuff like that. And, you know, going up there and discovering and stuff like that. And I think that's something that I kind of miss of the old VHS days to the early DVD days, is just that discovery of finding something new, of really like, oh, this looks kind of interesting, maybe want to check it out. You know, you've got the three frame pictures on the back that kind of supposed to tell you the whole movie. Mm-hmm. And then the Oscar winning director does this kind of piece of shit, and now you got to figure out how it works, you know. and
that's what I was telling you when we were talking about before, is that you know, I've just recently, and I'm not, you know, I like to collect retro video games. I'm not really collecting VHS tapes. They're just really cheap, and my boys get a kick out of them. So we'll go to Goodwill or whatever, and I'll say, well, pick up five tapes. They're like a buck each. And my son asked me this crazy question that kind of, it just put a lot of things into perspective. It's not that fucking serious, but you know, you'll know what I mean when I say it. Is he goes, well, how do I know what movies to get? I said, just go over there and pick some.
Right.
And he goes, but I don't have my phone. I can't look up a review.
Welcome to my childhood.
And I go, just read the back of the tape.
Yeah.
And he pulled the tape up, and he goes, oh, it tells you what the movie's about. And I go, yeah. And he goes, it's like Netflix where it tells you. And I'm like, yeah, dude. It's like. And I'm being patient because he's 14. Yeah, you know, he has no fucking idea what he's looking at. To him, it's this. It might as well be a fucking the Rosetta Stone. He has no idea. He's never really fucked with tapes. But
don't open the cassette case because your face will melt.
That's right. And you know, we came home and we set it up, and they didn't even know how to put the fucking tape. He's trying to put the tape in upside down. I was like, what are you doing? You fucking break the thing. You know, so I was showing it to him, and then he presses play, and the credits are rolling, and he goes, what happened? And I go, you have to rewind it. And he's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, and we stop it and rewind it. And he goes, well, what do we do when we're waiting? I'm like, go get something to drink or something. Yes. So they go and get something to drink. And they watched The Sound of Music.
Oh, Jesus.
My son loves The Sound of Music. He's a special boy. All right? He loves The Sound of Music.
Is he a fan of Julie Andrews now?
I guess. So they watched the movie, and he made some comments. He said, like, oh, you can tell the quality isn't as good as a DVD. Well, yeah. It's not bad.
Right.
But you can, you know, and he's making some critiques. And then the movie ends, and he goes, so what do I do? I said, you could just press stop. And he presses stop, and he's like, and then I rewind it, right? I said, yes, always rewind the fucking tape. And he goes,
remember
okay.
Those stickers? Be kind. Please rewind.
So he rewinds it. It's my VCR is kind of dope. It has this thing where it's like it's almost like a timeline, and it will tell you where it is.
Mm.
So it kind of tells you when it's going to be done. I thought it was cool. It's really a useless feature, but I thought it was dope. I had never seen it before. I was like, oh shit.
Where was this when I was a kid?
Right. And I have that typical fucking 90s JVC VCR that everybody had. And then the tape was done rewinding. He takes it out and he puts it back in the slip case, and he puts it back where he found it. And he's kind of standing there looking. I was like, what's up? And I said, and I jokingly was like, how was your first VHS experience? You know, cause really it's whatever, you know? And he just said, that was actually kind of cool. Cause I was holding something. I had to hold it and put it in the machine. It wasn't just press buttons, you know, and this and that and the other thing. And I said, well, I said, it's VHS is a dead medium.
Right.
No one's going to bring back VHS. There's articles that say people don't miss VHS.
And I beg to kind of differ.
I kind of do too. I think it has a quaintness to it. You know, it's not superior in any way, but it's almost like, it's not like vinyl. Like a lot of people will say, oh, vinyl is subjectively better quality audio. And I've heard vinyls that do sound better than CDs.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's, you know, who knows if it's true or not.
I think
no one's going to watch a tape and go, that's better than a DVD. Well, actually, if you watch it early on DVD, because the compression was fucking garbage.
Oh, yeah. Back in the day. Yeah. You had to you had to buy this the what was it? The collector's edition that they made later where they actually kind of made the DVD quality a lot better.
And I'm not against digital media.
No, we're neither of us are.
I use it every day. I'm creating it right now. But there's just something about it. You know, there's something about, and I've been wanting to get one for a while, and I've got a couple of vinyls. I'm going to get a record player, you know, and that's more of a nostalgia thing. Cause when I was young, we always had older shit, you know, so all we had was a record player in the house.
In my house, and I know buried under a bunch of shit, there's two tubs, I think, that have VHS tapes in them. I think they're still back there. And when you've been talking about this, makes me want to kind of burge through all that and try to look to see what they have in there. Because I used to have those Star Trek dual episode tapes. And I was looking at them thinking, oh man, I should have looked in there. And then I kept thinking, like, how much does a VCR cost nowadays? I know I can find a random one, you know, somewhere. So it's kind of like, you know, but
I bought mine for $5 at Savers. No one wants these fucking things.
Yeah.
The only thing is try to get one from the 90s. The 80s ones are practically disintegrating.
Oh, yeah.
But I think my last point on VHS tapes is it just like any VHS vinyl. It has this effect where it forces you to slow down because with digital, half the time I don't even finish a song because I switch to something else because it's right there.
Yeah, it's the same thing with like Netflix. If you're watching a movie and you're just kind of like, I'm not feeling it, you just, you know, you escape out of it, start another movie. When you're doing a VHS tape, it's like, do you really want to get up, go to the, you know?
I have Batman, the original Batman on VHS. I love it because the slipcase art is just black with the bat symbol. It's so dope. And I put I was going to go to bed and I was like, well, I'm kind of awake, but I don't want to be at my computer. Let's pop a little movie and let's watch this Batman. And fucking, I put the tape in. I have to turn the TV on, make sure everything's on. And I have a remote, but all it's going to let me do is stop the tape.
Right.
Like, you know, so I sit down and it's Batman. It's not a movie I don't enjoy, but, There's like a I have made this decision and now I will follow through with it kind of situation. You almost appreciate what you're watching more,
right?
You know what I mean? And it's I don't know. It just kind of reminded me. I think that people, including myself, can't really focus very well anymore.
No,
because there's so much shit just constantly being bombarded into your face, like media wise.
Yeah.
And it's nice to just be like, I have this single tape in my fucking hand and this is what I'm going to watch.
And back in the day, you know, we didn't have universal remotes. We had to have remote for the VCR. We had to have remote for the TV. You know, it's like,
I actually bought a universal remote because I didn't have a remote for the TV. And the power button's broken. Like you have to put a pen in there and I'm like, fuck all this. And then I didn't have a remote for the VCR and the buttons on the front, they work, but they're worn out. And I was like, well, I can take the front panel off and fucking resolder them, I guess, or I can buy a universal remote. So I bought like the cheapest General Electric fucking remote, and it doesn't even say VCR and it just says DVD, but it works just the same. I just don't have an eject button or at least I can't find it. But yeah, so it's you know, I remember how I got two tube TVs,
right?
I took the 32 inch down because the tubes are just worn out. It's too dark, you can't fucking see half of what you put on. I didn't notice it. I didn't fully notice it until I started playing tapes on it. So I was like, God, did VHS look this fucking bad? And then I got the smaller TV, which is a newer TV. by like a decade, and it just isn't worn out. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is how it looked. So it's like a 27, so you can right. still see it, you know. Yeah. But
but going back to the theater question real quick, I do think though that with the whole COVID thing, I can start seeing where we'll start getting possibly drive-in theaters again.
Weather permitting.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, for the most part, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, because Steve goes, well, that's what your AC's for. I'm like, if anyone runs their fucking car the entire time just to watch a movie, don't ever tell me nothing about fucking global warming again. I was like, that is the stupidest reason to run your AC.
But, you know, and I mean, you know, when I was a kid, you know, summer in the valley, you know, we got 100 degrees, but you still go to the drive-in because cooler air when it got darker, and the movies were done by about 2 a.m. So it was already really cool and nice and stuff yeah. like that, you know, or people bringing in their, they would do like their station wagons and pop the back of it. And, you know, have everybody laying in the bed of it and watching the movie that way. So, it was, you know, I could see that happening because in the end, if something like this happens again, there would be like, oh, okay, well, the drive-in movies. Because that there were a lot of pop-ups in L.A. that were doing drive-in movies that were doing that around here, showing some current movies, but a lot of like older movies. And I was like, you know, that could be a market you might start seeing again. You know, there may not be, you know, a big, you know, influx of them, but there could be enough to like where people are like, oh cool, we can go to the drive-in movies. Oh, all right, I haven't done that in a while. Or kids go, oh, I haven't seen that, I've never been to one. Because at this point, you know, yeah. I think early 90s is when they started going out. And
yeah, we have like one here and it's closed during the summer.
Really?
It's oh, too hot here.
Yeah.
It's like the high 90s at night. Like, it's no one's going to the fucking drive-in. But during the winter, it's open the whole winter. Because the winter here is, well, an Arizonan will tell you it's cold, but it's nice. Let's put a coat on. But yeah, and it's been getting more popular, obviously, during COVID because you're isolated.
Right.
You know, so... I don't know. I just think COVID or the pandemic or whatever is maybe not dramatically changing life as we know it, but it is showing that certain avenues are viable, like working from home, for instance.
Right.
You know, a lot of companies who are against it are seeing like, oh, this actually works out.
Yeah, it's more productive. People right. seem better about it. But also at the same time, it's like, yeah, we can actually reduce office space.
Yeah.
Know, we can get a lot of people working from home.
Well, working from home also helps people, most people, with morale.
Yeah.
Because they don't have to be surrounded by a bunch of people they don't fucking like.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff like that. Now, there's also, you know, true extroverts who are chewing on their fucking hand as they sit in their
They're the ones that are sticking. There's the ones sticking their head out the window going, hey, Mr. Garbage Man, how you guys doing today?
It's right.
Like, it's like, shut the fuck up. I don't want to talk to you.
I'll tell you what. I've been... much happier working from home.
Yeah, well, you hate
because I don't have to do the fake fucking small talk and pretend I give a shit about somebody's fucking kid's recital. Like, I don't care. I just want to do my job.
You don't have to put home. Up. You don't have to put up with. Oh, my kids are doing a candy drive or a cookie drive or the Girl Scout cookies. So,
like, yeah, everyone's always trying to sell me some. And I had the perfect bit when I was working at Chase. They go, "Hey, my daughter's doing." I'm like, "I have 6 kids." I buy their shit. I don't buy anybody else's shit. And I don't even buy their shit. Oh, let's end on this because I thought this was kind of funny. My wife told me that one of her quote unquote friends,
air quotes.
So her friend's daughter got bad grades. And the mother goes, well, the teacher never told me to check her grades. It's her responsibility. And then she goes, what do you think? And Lorena told her, I don't want to give you my opinion. I just want to stay neutral on this. So like, no, I want your opinion, mother to mother. And she goes, well, I've never needed to be told to check my kids' grades. I just do it. She's like, I check it every day.
All right.
So after she dragged that answer out of my wife, she had the audacity to say that she was being mean and saying that she didn't have time for her kids and that she played the single mom card and said, I'm a single mom. And never mind that Lorraine is tracking 5 children.
Right.
But her one kid is real difficult. I told this woman to, because she pulls the single mom thing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And being a single mom can have its difficulties. I'm not undermining it. But she pulled on me and I said, how many kids do you have? She goes, I have one. And I go, that's like fucking trainee difficulty in parenting. One? I've never had just one kid. I went from 0 to 3. We don't play games out here in these fucking streets, bro. But yeah, so now I guess her friend doesn't like her anymore because she said that she's a bad mom. And I told her, I go, she's projecting because she knows
she's a bad mom.
She fucked up.
Yeah.
Maybe she's not a bad mom, but she made a mistake.
No, she's a bad mom.
She doesn't want to own up to it. First, she wanted to blame the teacher, and then she assumed that you would. She didn't want your opinion. She wanted your validation.
Right.
And then when you didn't provide that, you were now the enemy.
Yeah.
You know, and she's like, it's like you were there. I'm like, it's typical dumb shit.
Yeah.
You know, but I thought it was funny. I was like, and then come to find out the grandma who works at the school with my wife, she does all this, the kids' homework. Like she goes, I'll just do it. And she does it all for him. I'm like, well, no wonder she's got bad grades. This fucking kid don't know how to do anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, you guys are bad parents. You suck.